A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig joining me. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon.
And you are very welcome. Okay, let's get straight into questions for you. Hi, question for Annalise. Is there any natural remedy to replace hydroxychloroquine? I've been diagnosed with Sjögren's syndrome and I'm awaiting treatment. My doctor told me that the above medication isn't being prescribed at the moment due to a short supply. Thanking you from Mags. Hydroxychloroquine.
I wonder... Now, I see I'm not being a pharmacist. I wouldn't be familiar with every drug. But that sounds familiar, Patricia. I think that is the one that was being hailed for COVID.
So that's probably why actually, when I'm looking at it now, that's exactly the one that Donald Trump was on about, I'm sure.
Yes. So, well, I suppose the natural approach really to any type of illness or any type of symptoms is to try and work at the root cause. And with Sjögren's syndrome, the root cause is autoimmune. So it's your own immune system that is doing the damage. So the natural approach is to rebalance the immune system. And there's a number of different things that we normally use for that. Like the fish oils are one of the best ones. They are great for promoting Treg cells, which is a type of T cell that helps regulate the immune system. And I'd go for a high-strength omega oil. Like you're looking for an absolute minimum of... probably about 600 EPA and at least 400 DHA. And the DHA, these are the different types of the omega-3s that are in the fish oil. The DHA is particularly good for Sjögren's as well because it's very good for mucus-producing tissue.
That's the one with the dry mouth, isn't it?
That's the one with the dry mouth, exactly. You get dry eye as well, and that they'd be the most common sort of symptoms. So vitamin E and A and C are also very, very important for healthy mucus-producing cells on skin. So get a good combo of those. If you do any kind of good skin supplement, they'll have all of those in there. Zinc is another great one for the immune system as well, and a good one for autoimmune disease. And then with Sjögren's, if your mouth is dry, we were talking about this as well last week, Patricia, oil pulling is very good to kind of keep the mouth nice and moistened and healthy. And taking a probiotic and getting the gut healthy is another big part in any autoimmune disease. So if there's any irritable bowel, clear that up and then you'll notice the knock-on effect.
Okay, Teresa's in Cork McSherry. She wants any recommendations for fibromyalgia. Is that an autoimmune one as well?
No, fibromyalgia is kind of like a syndrome, really. And to be honest, it's another one that annoys me because, you know, when people are told they've got irritable bowel, I feel like saying to the doctor, but I just came in and told you my bowel was irritated. So why are you telling me it back to me, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a thing. It's a collection of symptoms. And fibromyalgia is really just pain in fibrous tissue of the body. There's no, you know, there's not an illness that you can catch. The interesting thing about fibromyalgia, Patricia, is that it does often go hand in hand with IBS. It seems to be an inflammatory disorder. So basically, you're getting a lot of inflammation in the fibrous tissue of your body. You can also have polymyalgia, where it affects the fibrous tissue, so your muscles and your joints. And again, that's just the same. It's just pain and inflammation in the tissue. So you're looking again to work at the root level of that and try and dampen down inflammation. So again, most people I find that have an autoimmune disease have IBS, and a lot of people who have fibromyalgia have IBS. Some people will have developed it after a long time pharmaceutical drug use now, so drugs that have been prescribed for various different things. And again, that's because it's affected the bowel. So you need to really resolve IBS if that's there. And then you use a lot of natural anti-inflammatories. So the ones that we get very good feedback on here, there's a one by Nutri Advanced called Curcudine Forte. And that works really, really well. That's a combination of ginger, turmeric and extract curcumin, and another one which is actually the extract of frankincense, which is boswellia, and that's a lovely natural anti-inflammatory. Also very useful is magnesium, especially for anything to do with muscles, and that can be used as either a rub to rub in, or you can use it as a supplement to take. And again, Nutri Advanced, they do a lovely range of different kinds of magnesium powders. There's one called Muscle-Ease, Mega Mag Muscle-Ease, and that's particularly good for people with fibromyalgia. If you've got fibromyalgia along with chronic fatigue, they do one called Energen Plus. Again, it's got all the stuff for your muscles in there, but extra stuff for energy. So natural anti-inflammatories like turmeric and boswellia, and then magnesium for the muscle pain.
Helena says, hi, my husband had blood tests done recently. Everything fine except diabetes. The numbers were slightly high, not too bad, but he was told to keep an eye on it. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he is quite healthy and quite active. I'm wondering, would cutting out sweet cakes and drinks, things like my wadi and cordial, summer fruits with no added sugar, is that drink okay? Thanking you, says Helena.
Yeah, and it's actually great to get started on that now, because you can reverse. This is like pre-diabetes, and type 2 diabetes is generally the next stage along the line. You can actually prevent diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and in some cases even reverse it by just diet alone. So in terms of diet, absolutely cut out all sugars. You can use cordials and other things that have been made with kind of natural sweeteners, like sucralose is one you'll find. So stevia is another nice one, or erythritol. These are all sugars that are very safe because they don't spike blood sugar. And then in terms of diet, it's also important not to eat too many simple carbohydrates. And what that is the carbohydrates where a lot of the fibre has been removed. So it means switching over to the jumbo porridge oats instead of the ready breakfast style ones. Brown bread instead of white bread. Brown rice, whole grain pasta. And to eat these in small amounts. Up the amount of vegetables in the diet, because they have lots of lovely nutrients in there that make the cells more sensitive and responsive to insulin. And then in terms of supplements, there are a couple that could help. So again, back to the omega-3 fats, these are wonderful because they actually form part of the cell membrane and they make it beautifully fluid and responsive to signals of hormones like insulin. So I would definitely include those in the diet by eating walnuts and oily fish, but also take a supplement. And then there are other things as well that can help improve cell sensitivity. There's a lovely supplement called Sucrogard by a company called BioCare, and that's a combination of a lot of different things that the cell needs in order to be able to manage glucose. And then berberine is another great one as well that works as a great natural anti-inflammatory, but also helps with type 2 diabetes, fatty liver, and insulin insensitivity. So include that one in the supplement mix as well.
Okay, but doing the right thing, now is the time to catch it before it gets any worse. Hi, question for Annalise, please. My husband is taking a tablet for high blood pressure, and since he started taking them, he's complaining of muscle pain, mostly in his legs. Could Annalise offer any advice? He's due back to his GP, and he will discuss it when he gets back into the GP. But I was wondering, could it be the medication? Can the medication deplete, say, the body of magnesium or potassium? And would a supplement be helpful, says Mary?
Absolutely. Could be. Magnesium and potassium are both very important electrolytes. And depending on the type of blood pressure medication that you're put on, there's different ones as well. So the calcium channel blocker is one type. And calcium, again, is very important, along with magnesium and potassium, for muscle contraction and relaxation. Other ones then are diuretics, which reduce blood volume and hence reduce blood pressure that way. And those ones, you would definitely be losing a lot of electrolytes like magnesium, calcium and potassium, along with the sodium. So either of those could definitely cause the problem. So I would start by maybe using a magnesium rub. Taking magnesium as well can help with blood pressure. If it does like help lower blood pressure, then it might be contraindicated with the medication, because your blood pressure then might drop too low and you'd start getting dizzy spells and possibly even fainting, which could be dangerous. So just keep an eye on the supplements. I think if you take magnesium at night, your body can take what it needs and it doesn't really interfere with what's going on in the day, especially if you've taken your blood pressure tablet in the morning. So go for something like a magnesium biglycinate in a lower dose, but it's very well absorbed. And take that at night, maybe 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And you can also use the magnesium gel rub.
Okay, another listener wants to know, what would cause itchy skin on my face after eating chocolate?
Strange one, but I've seen so many different strange things over the years, Patricia. I would say that it is probably an allergy to something in the chocolate. Now, there are different things that people don't do well with in chocolate. There's something called theobromylene. A lot of people that can trigger migraines. It depends what type of chocolate it is. Maybe it's the sugar. If there's a little bit of a yeast condition, that can flare a yeast flare-up on the skin. Or if it is a dairy issue, it could be that as well. So I think probably the best thing to do is cut out the chocolate there, or maybe switch to, if you were to switch to a very dark chocolate that had no added sugar or dairy, that would rule out whether it was those issues causing the problem. And if it still doesn't, maybe then it's the theobromylene in chocolate and you don't have to be so careful about dairy and sugar.
Okay, and that the dark chocolate can be very bitter, but you can get used to it. And one final one, can porridge upset your tummy?
Yes, absolutely. And it's an unusual one as well, Patricia, because I do the food intolerance tests here, and it's not one that comes up commonly. I know myself when I have porridge, I feel starving afterwards. So it does something for me for the acid in my stomach. And over the years, I've seen it with lots of people, you know, if they've cut out wheat and it doesn't do any benefit, the next thing I'd nearly suggest then is switch the porridge in the morning to either spelt grain or millet flakes, which you can also make porridge with, and see does that solve the problem. Buckwheat is another type of flake that you can buy to make a porridge. So yeah, even though oats are naturally gluten-free, and even if you don't have a problem with gluten, for some people they upset their stomach.
Yeah, okay, that's your body telling you. Listen, we leave it there. Thank you for
that. Thanks, Patricia.
Have a lovely week. That's Annalise Dressel of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig, and Annalise will put up all of the items that she mentioned as heard on the radio on her website, healthhubstore.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.